Right, hello guys. This is me, Cameron. With me always is James.
Hello.
And our guest today, which is Rob.
Hello.
And this is our new podcast called The Game Plan, as you probably know if you've downloaded it. And this is a podcast completely dedicated to gaming news and what's big and stuff with gaming right now. Obviously, we've got our guest with us today, so...
Who's he?
He's this weird kid.
Okay.
But incidentally, he is the guy who actually done our intro song there, so...
Yeah, I fucking love that song. Wait, can we swear in this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we?
Yes, we can. So,
You need to educate it then.
Yeah.
We're supposed to talk about games things here, what's hot and whatnot. Yeah.
Gaming-related news and content.
Wow, Cammy,
and
I didn't know you were born in the 80s.
And just, what did I say?
What's hot and what's not.
Top of the Pops. But yeah.
First, let's go with Bananarama and their new single, He's Got It Going On.
But yeah, we just talk about things that matter to us and stuff. So, what I was thinking about, I started looking around when I was looking up things for this, I was seeing, like, people start questioning this, that esports is not, like, a real sport. Like, being a professional gamer is not, like, a professional sporting thing, which I completely don't agree with. I think that esports...
It's not sport in the sense of, like...
It's as much of a sport as golf.
Yeah, it's not a physical sport, but it's got all the attributes of a sport. It's got the crowd.
I mean, at the end of the day, you're still working for a team.
Yeah, exactly.
You're still
You're still
competing against an immediate opponent within a league in most cases, or in other cases a cup.
Exactly. Well, James, professional gamers are playing for a team.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, like boxers have sponsors.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And who's got trains? I mean, the fact that people give up their careers, their families in some cases, move to places like Korea, and then make a new life for themselves playing StarCraft.
Yeah,
kind of. I mean, it doesn't have to be a sport in of itself. Then it has to come up with a new profession for it because it's not anything else.
You're being paid for what you love to do, which is essentially, I take it, what, like, sort of, say, professional footballers do.
They
get paid for playing the sport that they love.
Really high amount of money.
Yeah, StarCraft, obviously. Like, I'm just going to take StarCraft as an example right now.
There isn't really that many other games that are on the same level as StarCraft, really. I mean,
I guess. Say StarCraft.
I'm a Call of Duty fan here.
Let's just say StarCraft versus Call of Duty. Like, let's not get into any other game.
Yeah, because it's really big.
I mean, you could say that World of Warcraft has got its PvP element to it. Even its PvE element to it is somewhat competitive, but there's no money involved in it. But as I say, like, you can take the esports, if you like, creed, and apply it to games like World of Warcraft, to games like Halo.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You can even go right back and convert it to, like, time trials in games like Sonic and Sonic the Hedgehog 2. It's got a time trial in it.
Obviously, it wouldn't be in the same scale, but yeah, like Street Fighter and that type of thing.
Yeah, all these, like new competitive games.
Yeah.
The only difference, I would say, is that football doesn't change to a new version of the game every year, which is like some games do.
I guess.
I suppose you could say... basically every game. Unless it's Call of Duty, in which case you just add another number onto the end of the game.
I'm going to take StarCraft as an example because it's probably the biggest in what I'm trying to explain here. I mean, you get a good live audience at these big events like MLG, and you get a very, very big, like, sort of people watching live on the stream. It's getting big, and it's getting to the stage where it can't be classed as, like, not a real sport.
Because it's a hobby anymore.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, it's playing games, it's not a profession, but it is. People make a perfectly good living out of playing StarCraft 2 or other games.
People pay money to see it.
At the end of the day, what is the difference between you turning up to a football game and seeing your footballers get paid to win and you turning up to a StarCraft tournament and the StarCraft getting paid to see your favourite player, be it Huck, Idra, Destiny, whatever, and they go on and win. They get paid, you pay the tickets again. It's exactly the same. The difference is the game.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't think the world's narrow-minded enough, especially not when it comes to the big companies who are actually going to give the money, to disagree with that. But
because see, again, I'm going to use StarCraft as a thing because that's obviously what I'm more familiar with. But at the NASL finals in December, like, players were coming down on, like, the red carpet with like music playing. behind them as they're walking down this red carpet onto the stage, just sort of going back to fans. I was sort of thought as that as like boxing, like they'll come out and their music will be playing, they go through the crowd.
Wrestling, man, isn't it?
Wrestling.
The old, trying to think of a theme song now that's really...
The only one I ever remember is Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
Booyaka, booyaka!
Precisely.
I don't know. But yeah. I don't know, I mean, you can say that's a gimmick. For example, darts players do it.
Yeah. Exactly. So, in my opinion, it is a real sport.
I would say it's a game. I wouldn't call it a sport because the pure definition of a sport implies physical activity. But in the same way that golf is a sport, and the same way that darts is a sport.
Yeah, precisely.
In the same way,
darts is hardly physical.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, same with playing games, you are exerting a physical force to play them.
Yeah, but nowhere near enough. Like, for example,
I think if you're playing darts, you're exerting the same amount of physical activity as you are playing StarCraft.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's on a par with a game of chess. I mean, you could draw parallels within the game to a game of chess, but chess professionals have been around for years.
The preparation for these big events, like these players put in 12-hour days every day of the week to prepare for these events.
Incredible.
So
how
you can say that people putting that much time and effort into what they're getting paid for is not a real profession? I don't know. I don't know how they can like say that.
I think it's because at the end of the day, I said at the end of the day way too much. I sound like a football manager. At the end of the day, to be fair, the other team, they just outplayed us. And when the referee came in, some of his calls were a little bit questionable. But, you know, at the end of the day, to be fair, over the moon. Literally. Sorry.
Yeah, continue your point.
I have no idea what I was talking about.
Yeah. Something about at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Well... my theory is that if you have games like chess professionals, and chess is recognised as a game, as if you're good enough, you go professional. Games like StarCraft, the video game industry as a whole is in that same kind of space. The only difference is whether you're going to have a big company. I mean, you can say a big company like Dr. Pepper's got involved.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Razer, but Razer's kind of part of it already.
Yeah, because it's
gaming
apparatus.
Yeah. But there are other big companies who are getting involved. So there is just going to have to be the jump. And I think the jump might have to be, like, a television program.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to say. They're going to have to start bringing it onto, like, national television. And that's
the
next step.
Do you think they're really going to do that, but...
Yeah, they will.
I think they will.
Yeah, I think they will.
I'm pretty sure, like, TV companies are going to be looking at the figures for these big gaming tournaments and thinking, this has an audience.
Who is it that makes, Twitch TV, you know, they're the hosting service.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I mean, they in themselves make so much money every time an MLG event comes in.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And
same with DreamHack and NHL and everything.
And so you got to look at some of these companies, like ESPN, like Sky Sports.
Yeah.
And these other, like...
They'll probably be the first ones to take it up.
Yeah, and when they take it up, even because at the moment, in my opinion, it's a case of people not knowing about it.
Yeah, uh-huh.
In as much as that people can sit down and play Call of Duty all they want, and you can have a game of, like, 7,000 people, and you can ask them and say, does anyone know what MLG is? And none of them will go, no. Because people just don't know what's out there. But yet, if you talk to a football player and say, do you know what the Premier League is? Like, you went down the park and said, do you know what the Premier League is? They'd always say yes.
Well, I think right now, there's this big gap where this must come into. Like, you're saying Sky Sports News, or Sky Sports and, like, ESPN might take up. But what I'm thinking is someone is just going to do it themselves. They're going to be sick of waiting for this to just magically appear on television. They might just make it themselves.
Yeah. Like,
it's a case of money.
Like a sort of Twitch TV.
Like
literally
need,
on TV.
Like, you need so much money to start a TV network in of itself to give it to enough people. But if you get the right investors, it could be done. And if it could be done, it's not as if there's not enough programming to put on. MLG themselves, the company themselves put on like so many episodes of gaming quality. And let's say you have 14 hours of footage a day. You could literally host probably the amount of replays that are posted from a StarCraft onto YouTube every day and fill that time. But you want to freckle it with other things. Obviously, StarCraft can't just be one big thing, but there's so many other games out there.
hey, to be fair, what... though, what I'm thinking is, see, if you're going to make it like a TV network out of it, you're going to have, like, say, like a premiership type thing. Like, you play game, people play games every week to get to gain places on a big league table or something like that. That would just have to be something like that implemented. Yeah. Oh, I think to give constant that, content.
Like, what about, like, say, like, for example, Call of Duty, like, going on, saying, like, before it goes to TV, going on, like, consoles? Having, like, a streaming network on the console for to watch it?
Hmm. I suppose that would work, because obviously people are going to play their PS3 anyway, so why not have a direct uplink?
Yeah.
If I was going to see any way to get through it, it would go from this, as it is at the moment. You have to be on a computer to watch it, which is how it is. And then, as Jamie said, I'll go to consoles. You have a streaming, like a Twitch TV app.
Yeah.
Then it goes on to, say, TV. And then from there, it goes on to its own, like, it goes on to an ATV channel. And it gets a half-hour program. Gets expanded to an hour, gets expanded to 2 hours, puts on 3 times a week, gets its own network. And it just grows and grows and grows. Because the amount, how big the gaming industry is at the moment. And how big...
And it's just going to keep getting bigger.
Because we're coming into the computer age. This is
the first few people who are going to lead the charge as the pros of the future. I mean, people like Huck, people like Idra are going to go down in history as the first people to do it. You know, I mean, before about 10 years ago, you would have been unheard of to be a.
Yeah, I think if someone 10 years ago said that esports is going to be as big as it is today, they'd be like, "What? What are you talking about?
Well,
that
it
never
is,
happens."
They call them mental.
It's just the same. The same with everything that's ever been mentioned in history.
Yeah, it is.
Everyone's like, "No, that'll never work. That'll never work." And then, boom.
Officially,
starts
that we can't trust
history. Electricity was sort of down of, and look how much it is today.
Electricity, the loads of things.
Planes.
Yeah, planes.
Like, what are you talking about? We'll never fly, and then going to the moon. Psh. What? That'll never happen.
In China. Anyway, speaking of esports, Blizzard. Cancelled BlizzCon 12.
This is something I'm not particularly... It's not that I'm not happy about. I mean, like, it's going to be disappointing not to have a BlizzCon. Not that I'd be there, but...
Well, ever since the last BlizzCon, people have been wondering what's going to happen next year, what they're going to show. I mean, this year it was big. They had, like, Diablo 3. There was Heart of the Swarm was rumoured.
Yeah.
And then Mists of Pandaria was the big reveal. It was a big year, and this year's going to be even bigger. And it's a case of, they wouldn't have that much to unveil. Nothing new, at least. It's a huge year, and I think Blizzard wants to get on board with this esports thing. I mean, after all, they made StarCraft the game, and World of Warcraft's got a huge audience. They know if they hit the button, World of Warcraft can get to as big of a point as StarCraft could. It's just not in the right spot at the moment. I mean, the amount of people that go in there, and PvP and PvE, if Blizzard here's an application form, if you sign this, you will then earn money for doing what you've been doing already. The amount of people that would then do it is huge.
See, what I think... I don't know a lot about the World of Warcraft scene, but I'm sure if they brought out some sort of... almost like a sort of team play type thing. I know you do, like, raids and stuff. I'm not sure how the PvP and everything...
It's definitely easily plausible. I mean,
if they had like a competitive scene,
in the game at the moment, they're
very, very successful.
In the game at the moment, you have an option to do 2v2 doubles against another team of doubles. You have an option to do 3v3 against another team of 3v3, a 5v5, or 10, and up to I think it's 20v20.
All right.
So
you usually have gaming teams. Just
I mean, you can literally just go in the game and have and implement like a spectator mode.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be... That'd
if you
yeah.
like.
Uh-huh.
Just have that man as the cameraman, stick it on Twitch TV, and host a tournament.
If someone actually did that, it'd be incredibly popular.
Yeah, it would fill the gap that WoW players need, because they want to watch, say, or not yet, but their favourite teams...
Yeah.
Duking it out against each other for, say, a prize.
Especially if it comes to, like, raiding. When I mean the streams like the best you've probably never heard of them, but there's a guild called Paragon. They're basically the most famous guild you're going to hear about, and for a while, for a very long time, they were the best in the world, and they used to stream their raids, and a few of them got a good living off of that.
Really?
And but that was all independent.
See, that's like Destiny from StarCraft. He makes his living from streaming.
Exactly.
He just streams all the time, makes money off of it, like, say, the ads and all that crap and donations, and it's just...
And I think Blizzard is going to try and use this year to really get on board with this esports idea, because after all, they've made StarCraft, which is the number one esport at the moment.
I mean, also they're going to be working hard on Diablo, because I'm pretty sure they want Diablo out soon.
I've not really heard anything about that Diablo. Like
the speculation is game release 1 will be around about March. Will be like the release date will be announced soon for around about March, April, May kind of time. The next one will be August to September, and the one after that will be Christmas, and that will be Diablo 3, Mists and Heart of the Swarm. And what order they come in is no one knows, but that's what everyone thinks is going to happen. Around about, they doubt that Heart of the Swarm will come first because they wouldn't want to have Heart of the Swarm not be used or be too young to be used or not be fair for BlizzCon.
See, I'm hoping Heart of the Swarm comes out earlier because I want to play it. It's simple enough.
I'm looking forward to Protoss having something to kill Mutalisks. Jesus.
I'm looking forward to the bloody Swarm hosts and the Vipers just sort of pulling them Colossus out of that bloody death ball.
Yeah, I mean, it will be really good expansion. It'll change the game completely. But it might kickstart esports even more. Who knows?
Hopefully. So, on that note, we should maybe think about what are, sort of most, our best anticipated games for the next year. So we sort of touched on it there. But, what is the games you're most looking forward to in 2012?
Do you want to start, Cammy?
Well, I said, I'm really looking forward to Heart of the Swarm. I think, obviously, StarCraft fans... I can't remember when the first StarCraft was released.
Oh.
Obviously, people were waiting. It was at least 12 years.
Yeah, it was...
For StarCraft 2.
That's long ass time.
Really long. It was ridiculous.
But Heart of the Swarm is essentially a new game, because obviously you're adding the new campaign.
The Zerg campaign, the whole game
got the whole new multiplayer. Mm. Got the whole new multiplayer dynamic. It's going to be literally a whole new game to learn because the amount of new units and the new mechanics involved in playing is just going to, I don't know, it's just going to be so different. And personally, I'm going to jump on that bandwagon extremely quickly, become a HOTS pro.
Have fun with that.
Don't worry, I'll try. Alright, so what about you guys? What's the game you're most looking forward to?
Mine's got to be the end of Assassin's Creed. I've liked Assassin's Creed since the first one. And,
Assassin's Creed?
Yeah,
that
I got
much?
Bored of the first Assassin's
Creed. I like it.
Creed.
After
you've done the first three missions, it was just the same missions over and over again.
I appreciate that. I never really got that boring of it. I never really got that bored of it, though. I mean, the first one was really repetitive. It was just pickpocket, steal, beat him up. And the second one, and they are all like that in a way. But, I mean, the storyline at the moment, I mean, ever since, Ezio and Assassin's Creed 2, really, really kicked off, and I'm really into that kind of storyline in it, so I'm looking forward to just seeing it end, not because I want it to end, as in I want it to be over, I'm looking forward to seeing how it actually all turns out.
I just said I don't like Assassin's Creed, but saying that, I got Assassin's Creed 2 yesterday, just randomly. Mom was like, do you want Assassin's Creed 2? And I was like, why not?
It was one of those games, you say you don't like it, but you still go out and buy it. I mean, anyway, James, yours.
To be honest, I've not really heard of any decent games that I want coming out.
See, I'm kind of looking forward to Metal Gear Rising: Revengeance. I think that's pretty good.
I've not really played the Metal Gear.
I need to kick Snake in the head sooner or later.
Well, yeah, I've never played Metal Gear either, but it looks like a fantastic game.
They all look like fantastic games. I mean, don't get me wrong, Metal Gear is one of the best games.
Yeah, I always hear so many good things about Metal Gear.
Yeah, the reason it takes so long between each game is because it's really good. I mean, what is it now, six, seven? Metal Gear?
Well, Metal Gear 4 was last, wasn't it?
Final Fantasy?
Is that not just a remake?
Final Fantasy
13.
Speaking of Final Fantasy, the Final Fantasy 13 too. And have you heard about the HD remake they're making of Final Fantasy 10?
What, really?
Really?
They're making a HD. I heard this. This is only a rumor, and I heard it that Square Enix, because of its huge popularity, they're making a HD remake of it with the HD graphics and all new, but exactly the same, with Tidus and Waka and all that Blitzball and all that stuff, but just with HD graphics with a tweaked engine so it runs quicker, and with a few new bonus stuff, and maybe adding in a few deleted scenes here and there.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be amazing.
There's also the prospect of Borderlands 2, which I enjoyed the first one.
Borderlands 2 is already out, isn't it?
Second one. Borderlands 2.
Yeah, is that not out? I'm pretty sure that's out, James.
Nah, I don't think...
He's going on Google.
Yep, that's exactly what I'm going to Google as well.
I'm pretty sure it's out. Borderlands 2 gameplay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure you should go down Game Station.
Yeah.
I've not seen it anywhere, so...
It didn't do very well. It was very rushed out after the first Borderlands.
Oh, really?
It was kicked out, like, too soon.
Maybe a 2-year gap before. Maybe not actually, because on the actual Borderlands2.com it says pre-order now.
Maybe not.
I didn't think it was out.
I think it might be an expansion. I don't know. Well, any game where the expansion or the sequel to it hasn't been confirmed yes or no by three people.
Yeah.
Doesn't go very well.
Doesn't have a release date.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. The release date for it.
Gonna go on Wiki.
Really, the chances of you just googling a game and finding a release date are so slim these days. Speaking of release dates,
2012.
Fair enough. He's done well.
According to Amazon. Date,
have you guys heard of Terra's new release date? First of May.
Terra.
Neither of you have heard of Terra, have you?
I've heard of it. I've never played it.
It's the big selling point. The big thing that makes it unique. It's an MMO. Is the fact that it's going to use true life combat action, which I know a lot of people are going to like. Imagine how Dynasty Warriors was. Imagine that in an MMO.
I don't think I've played Dynasty Warriors.
I've seen Dynasty Warriors, I've never played it.
Well, the idea is that you swing a sword, and instead of swinging a sword and casting, like, Fireball or Mortal Strike or, I don't know, Whirlwind Charge for Shradar or any of that, you literally just, like, cast a move. That move does your sword arc, and if anything's in your sword arc, it gets hit. It's not like you target someone. The idea is that you just swing the sword, and if it hits... And that's the big selling point. I'm really looking forward to it, because I'm a big fan of hack and slashes.
Yeah, that is something that needs to be filled. Obviously, you've got your Wii, PlayStation Move, and your Kinect. So they've got to start filling this void of, like, fighting games and just slashing games where you get a sword and you whack the shit out of everyone.
You enjoyed the first prototype?
Yeah, but that was on the PS3, James, with a controller.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, because Prototype 2's coming out.
Yeah, but is it... What's it... Will it be Move?
I think they're integrating Move into it.
I don't know how that would work.
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, some of these games now were like, Sony have basically said, if you integrate Move, we'll back it. If you don't integrate Move, you can do it. Because Move, they really have, like, tried hard to get it to work.
Move, I don't think it'll ever take off.
It's a good idea, but it's too basic.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm probably going to get crap for saying this, but it's just a copy of the Wii.
Yeah.
It's essentially just the same thing.
Yeah, it's growing on Wii, really, isn't it? I mean, but...
Which kind of sucks. I mean...
They worked
so hard bringing out this new thing.
But let's go back and say that the Kinect is just the eyesore.
The Kinect, I think, is... I'm not like, some sort of massive Xbox fanboy, but I feel like the Kinect is the best of the three. Just because nothing is needed.
I don't know. I think the Wii is the best of the three, purely because the Wii was first. But do you remember how, like, extreme it was when the Wii was unveiled?
I do, actually. I remember going up to the local game shop with my friend when he got his Wii, and we were just like, oh my god, we can play bowling. We can play bowling. And we're like, what?
and purely because of that, the big shock element to it, just makes that, in my opinion, the best.
It's so unexpected, but...
It really was. Nintendo was so good at that.
Yeah.
Nintendo was so good at just going, like, right, here's the next step of technology.
Yeah, they just
see this one coming.
They just sort of go, oh, they've not done that yet, let's do it. Like the 3DS.
3DS. Yeah. 3DS. I want them to start putting that on TVs. I'm getting sick of wearing those stupid glasses.
The thing is, with the 3DS, you need to be, like, a certain distance away from the screen, or it's not going to work, which kind of... It's... Obviously, there has to be compromise with that technology, but...
Yeah.
I think they're going to have to work on a way of getting it better than that.
We will eventually.
I'm thinking, like, like 3D implants that you get in the back of your eyes.
Oh yeah.
Maybe a bit expensive and very far in the future. But who cares?
It's like that, virtual reality.
Oh man, I want virtual reality.
Yeah, it'd be so pro. Any streamer?
What?
The game or the movie?
Oh yeah. I'm just looking forward for the time where we can just.
Wait, have
it.
I?
I don't know.
Leonidas is in it. You know, this is hard horror and all that, but in a different role. Jared Butler, that's his name.
What happens is, like, this,
so weird.
This guy IDB sent save me.
To Death Row, and this, in like the like.
And they're forced to battle in a Doom-type environment.
Yeah.
Convict Cable, controlled by Simon, a skilled teenage gamer, must survive 30 sessions in order to be set free, or won't he? IMDb.
Oh, IMDb. Yeah.
It was rated 5.7 out of 10.
It's not very good.
Nah.
See, I liked it.
Yeah, yes, I mean,
you like old crap movies.
I mean, you like it because it's about gaming. When they release the first big like gaming movie, which I think will be awesome, when you like see like the life of a Marine, or like the Halo movie or the Gears of War movie.
I'm hoping a Halo movie comes out. I'll actually go and watch that.
Gears of War movie would be amazing.
There's not already a Halo movie out.
There's not a Halo movie out, but I wish
there was.
Yeah, I really doubt there is. The amount of like plugging that there would be.
I've seen it, but it's like an anime kind of thing.
I think this is what
you're sort of thinking of. It's the first 8 minutes or something of a Halo movie. I think it's a fan-made thing.
Well, there was supposedly going to be made a Mortal Kombat movie, which was...
Halo Arms Race, or something
like
that.
Which was taken down. The Gears of War movie is the big one that I'm looking forward to. There's one talk about a Final Fantasy movie. Final Fantasy VII, I think. No, wait, that's already been done. Final Fantasy... It was weird, because... you know, the big movie was Final Fantasy VII Crisis. Was it Crisis Core? The name of the movie that was done about Final Fantasy VII.
I don't know.
Oh, what's that called? I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but anyway, it was big. It was huge.
I think it's more like the sort of just the gaming community being like, all right,
exactly.
Okay,
it's behind it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, especially if it's a good game like Final Fantasy VII. Final Fantasy VII set the standard for RPGs for so long.
Oh yeah.
And then Final Fantasy X came in and did it again. Even though people hated it, it still set the standard for RPG. There's a reason nowadays you have to have good graphics in an RPG.
Yeah.
Skyrim all the way.
Exactly.
Do you know Skyrim doesn't... It's got good graphics, but they're not, like, amazingly
impressive. Yeah, I know.
The depth of the game is just...
Yeah.
I mean...
The gameplay of Skyrim that sells it.
Yeah.
Because it's fantastic gameplay.
But look at games like Witcher 2. Like Deus Ex.
I've heard bad things about Deus Ex.
That's really good.
Is it?
It's a game. It's gamer's game. If you've like grown up as a gamer and you like want to get the most extreme RPG futuristic sci-fi experience, you can't beat Deus Ex. It's really good for that. But if you just kind of drop into RPGs every now and then, you won't enjoy it.
Mm.
Yeah. See, I'm a casual RPG player. I've not played Skyrim in months.
I played like every day.
I played Skyrim for like 2 weeks at burned us in December and not touched it since. I can actually maybe check when I last played. Right, continue on. I'm gonna look through my things.
Okay. What else is there?
Do you really think like network gaming streaming? Do you think that will ever kick off?
What do you mean?
Basically cloud gaming.
I don't think that will ever, at least not for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, like
what does it do that the other things don't?
I suppose.
See, I just feel you're adding in an extra amount of time that's not necessary. Like for you logging into say your cloud account to find your last save, and then when you're saving it, it's just going to take a whole lot longer.
But I have to admit, after using OnLive, Steam isn't very good.
Steam, actually. You seen Steam has went to iOS and Android devices?
I haven't heard about it. I've heard about this. I don't really know what it is, though. Like, what it actually
I think that's really stupid, because, like...
See, I don't know...
Apple have their own eye. Like,
yeah,
they have
I don't know how this
store.
Is going to work.
It's going to be really stupid.
I'm thinking it's maybe going to be, like, the same sort of lines as Steam on the PC, where people can buy the game normally, or you can buy it on Steam. I think Steam's just going to have... say this, the game developers, they go to App Store, but they also go to the Steam Store, because obviously people like Steam from their PC. People might not necessarily put money in their iTunes account to go and buy things off the App Store, whereas they might go to the Steam Store and buy a game there. I'm just, I want to know what sort of games there are. I actually downloaded it on my iPhone, but it's a bloody closed beta.
Yeah,
I think that's stupid.
Well,
I think it has. It's got a risk of just running straight into a gimmick.
I don't think it's going to take off though. Nah. I think they should just stick to their.
Don't touch Apple. I mean, Apple. If Apple doesn't back you and you're trying to release them on an iPhone, you just won't get anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, who says
Apple doesn't back them?
Well, why would they back them? I'd take money away from
them. Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't say they'd back them, but do you have conclusive evidence that they haven't?
Unless, like, what for every game they sell on, like, an iOS device, Apple get a percentage of that.
Why would you change it? Apple are always going to get more of a percentage when they sell it for the App Store.
Is there not, like, some sort of thing about if someone downloads something off the App Store, obviously there's going to be some revenue to Apple?
Apple gets 40% of all revenue.
Well, it's a free app, but will there not be some sort of revenue involved? I'm sure there must be.
Ads, maybe?
I have no idea, actually.
Unless they do it, like...
You probably have to charge...
apps on it, like, they're going to charge... Steam's going to... Apple's going to charge Steam, like, for putting the games on the Steam app.
Yeah, like a percentage from the actual game sales.
Yeah.
Hold up. Why? Why would Apple... What's in it for Apple?
Money.
Money?
Money. How much money would they make off that? They wouldn't make off the App Store.
No, like I said, there's people who are not necessarily going to put money into their iTunes account where they might buy a game on Steam. Because I personally buy a lot of games on Steam. My Steam library's got 28 games in it. and that's just because I'll see a game that I want and I've already got my card hooked up to my Steam account and just click buy.
Bang, 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 yeah. But you can do the same with Apple. But I mean, I get your point, but it really is going to go on whether it kicks off in the first month or something.
Yeah, seriously.
The same with like everything, but if it doesn't come up, kick off in the first month, it's not really going to be a success.
It can just fall to pieces so quickly.
Unless it's not so much a success, they remarket it like crazy.
Yeah.
Or give some... they'll probably do loads of deals. That's what gets me about the Steam store on the PC. They always have deals, which is amazing.
Steam bundles and all that. Total Halibut's channel in the sale box.
Yeah, I got every Grand Theft Auto for a fiver.
That's a great one.
Every single one.
I mean, it's because, like, when it comes to digital distribution, the profit margin is huge.
Oh, yeah, because you're not, obviously, not paying for the actual production of the game itself, the case. You're just paying for the programming.
Yeah, exactly. It's just for the, like, the,
That's why I think, like, PC gaming's gonna, like, end up ruling, like over consoles.
Yeah, PC has always been the mother.
Yeah, because it's just like...
Because there's no limits to it. For example, your PC, you will upgrade your PC independently, and both PCs will be able to play exactly the same game. But your Xbox, you can upgrade your Xbox, and then only one Xbox can play both games.
See, what I like about PC gaming is, you have your PC anyway. You're using your PC to surf the internet, go on YouTube and watch your favourite videos. So what is wrong with playing a few games as well? That's what I think is so good about the PC. It's an all-in-one thing.
Yeah.
The majority of people have PCs now.
Mm,
so
everyone has a PC.
The fact that you can play your games on it is... It's fantastic.
I have a laptop.
It's still a computer. It's still personal. It's still a personal computer.
Hmm.
Yes, but it is.
I want a PC.
we can come into that another time.
But yeah. Guys, donate money so I can get a PC.
Do you even have a donate button yet?
No, but I'm pretty sure it's simple to set up. I can put it on the website.
PayPal
which
gift!
Which I am going to plug now.
Yes.
Shameless plug.
If you want to go and donate to us, then you can visit our website at glasgowgaming.net. And if you want to go watch us on YouTube, go to youtube.com/glasgowgaming. We're a gaming channel, like this gaming podcast, and
I wonder where they're from.
We play a lot of games. Right now we've got like Terraria, Portal, Minecraft.
Minecraft, the best game in the world.
And looking to branch out to other things as well. So, I think this will mark the end of this wonderful podcast, and we shall see you next week. Any words from you guys?
We have to talk about Minecraft before we go.
Why do we?
Oh yes, Minecraft 1.1.
Minecraft.
Just quickly, new AI, spinning cats, and fireballs. Anyone who subscribes to Blue Zephyrs will see where I got that from.
That's 1.2.
Is it?
Yeah. 1.2 is already out.
But do you see now that skeletons, when they're on fire in the sunlight, will seek out darkness to put themselves out?
Yeah, that's because they got new AI.
Yeah.
So yeah, they have new AI. They have cats that spin around.
They have cats that spin around.
And does stuff spin fireballs. Spin fireballs? Shoot fireballs.
Wait, what's that? It's just fireballs?
It's something about fireballs, I don't know.
There's a new fire item or something like that, so.
Yeah.
That's probably it.
But yeah.
And also in creative mode, there's an XP potion.
Oh yeah, and there's eggs.
Is that what it is?
Eggs.
Yeah, that's 1.1.
But that's 1.1.
Yeah. Everyone knows about that, Rob. Oh, that's old news.
Then why did Jamie bring it up?
Bring it up.
Right, but yeah. Any final words from you guys? Parting words?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. You're very welcome every time.
Yes.
All the time. Forever. To the end of time.
Stalking pays off.
James, anything? Any shout-outs to your mummy and daddy?
Nah, you're right.
You don't have any parents. I'm joking.
You sick bastard. What if my parents were actually dead? What would you do then?
You'd cry.
You're actually expecting an answer?
Yes.
Laugh in your face.
I don't know my dad, so shut up.
He'd send you pictures of him and his loving family, and then you'd... But yeah.
I'd send you a puppy in the mail.
A puppy who only has a week to live.
Aww. Send you a puppy with three legs.
Oh, man. Right, this
podcast has turned very dark very quickly.
This is taking a very distasteful tangent.
Quick, end it before we get reported.
See you guys.
See you guys.
Yeah.